Lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off with Boys in the Morning. So let's get to it. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun, I hope?
Just hanging out with my family. I'm off on a 4-day, so I don't have to work.
Oh, nice.
Lucky.
Nice. Yeah. Or do you have, like, some home projects that you have to take care of?
Now, kiddos have sports, so that's the only project I've got is shuffling them to sports.
Well, yeah. We should say Happy Mother's Day to you then, and I hope you get a little time on Sunday for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do something for yourself.
Try to.
I don't know what that would be. I don't know what you're into.
Hide in the bathroom.
Grab a bottle of wine and hide in the bathroom. Yes.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fine. More true than funny, bro. Let's play some Rattle Off. We'll give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples.
Okay.
Now, this one is interesting. These are, I think, for the most part, going to be fictional / animated, but they could be real, I guess, some of them. We're looking for 5 famous rodents. And rodents can be multiple species, right? 5 famous rodents. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Let's go. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Speedy Gonzalez. Let's see. Batman.
No.
That's funny.
Chip and Dale from Disney. Chip and Dale, the little chipmunks.
Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Oh, Tom and Jerry, yep.
And that mouse from Ratatouille.
Oh, dang it. Yep.
And who was the rat in Charlotte's Web? Was that Templeton?
Templeton, that's right.
Templeton the rat.
Yep. Oh, darn it.
Megan, it was a joy to talk with you. Hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
And there she goes. Let's talk to Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're good, Debbie.
We're just doing remarkable today.
Wrapping up our week.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
What do you got going this weekend?
I don't know. It's going to be a little rainy. Wanted to do some golfing, but it may not work out that way.
Yeah, it might be a little soggy. Well, go today.
What's the best?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The best round of golf you ever shot. What was it?
Well, I'm not that good.
That's all right.
I'm in probably 61, so no, not very good, but getting better.
Well, I'm assuming that's for 9 holes.
That's a 9, yes.
Okay. Just making sure, because if you shot 61...
That'd be pretty amazing if it was 18, huh?
Pretty incredible, yeah. Unless it's putt-putt, I guess. So.
Yeah, go putt-putt.
Let's play some rattle-off. Are you ready for us?
Yes.
All right, 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 products made by Apple. 5 Apple products. Ready and go.
iPhone, iPad.
Yep. Oh, no.
The iMac. Those new Air Tags they got coming out, right?
The MacBook.
MacBook.
Yeah, iPod. Remember the old iPod?
The iPod Shuffle.
Listen, you have a fun weekend, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Here's Julia. Good morning, Julia. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Super duper.
Yeah, it's a fun morning. It's been a fun morning.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Aw, that's sweet of you to say. What are you doing this weekend?
Right now, I'm about to go on a hike at the Garden of the Gods.
Oh, beautiful.
Cool. Very cool.
Yes, that's a must.
Very nice.
All right. What else are you doing this weekend?
Just seeing some friends, catching up on sleep, all that good stuff.
Nice.
There was a story that we did, I want to say it was a News for Nerds story a few years ago, about the whole concept of, quote, catching up on sleep. End quote.
You know what? I haven't been well rested in a long time, so I think my strategy might be off.
You're like, just any sleep will do. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some sort of study that was done to see if you could actually catch up. And as I recall, the scientists said no. Once you miss sleep and you go on to the next day or whatever, you can't make that up. Now, you can try to get...
I need to change my weekend plans then.
Yeah, you might as well be just like, screw it. Just stay up, you know. Get 4 hours of sleep a night and just party till dawn, okay? Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready. I'm nervous.
You should be. There's a lot of people listening.
Okay, well, here we go.
Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't even know.
And they judge you by how well you do.
Yeah. They judge us every day. They're going to judge you.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
Well, this is my plea to the viewers. Please don't judge me.
Okay. Yeah, right. Too late. They already did.
Yeah. Because you called them viewers, so they're automatically judging
you. I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying my best.
She can't see us.
4 hours of sleep.
Right. She needs to catch up on sleep.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Here's your category. Now, don't overthink this.
Okay.
All right, just take a deep breath. Let me hear you take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Good one. Yeah. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 things you might find at a cemetery.
Oh, easy.
Five.
At a cemetery?
Yeah. Ready and go.
Okay, you're going to find some flowers. You're going to find some people who are crying, some grievers. You're going to see a tombstone. You're probably going to see some grass.
You know, you ran out of time.
Julia, too much explaining.
You wasted all your time by saying you're going to find and you're probably going to see. You just got a boom.
Boom.
You only got 10
boom.
Seconds.
Headstone, right? Grass, tree, people. Darn it.
Oh, man. Well, you got 4.
Yeah, you were close.
I would say 5.
The buzzer went off way before the 5th.
I would say.
I would say no.
I'm gonna give you some, you know, some love for trying to explain. But no, the timer went off.
Yeah. And it went off.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got too excited with all the viewers.
Right. Julia, you're delightful. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. That's great.
She got nervous.
Hello, Alex.
Good morning.
Hello.
Glad you called. What are you doing this weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
I'm so excited about it.
Okay. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you right now?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us off that.
Hard to hear you.
Yeah, now we can hear you. Not doing anything this weekend, huh?
No, and I'm so excited about it.
Good for you.
You're
good
just so
you.
Swamped all week, huh?
Mm.
So swamped.
What's your binge show that you're watching right now?
Oh, right now I'm actually rewatching Game of Thrones. Pretty intense.
Lot. That's a lot of rewatching.
You're rewatching it? You're kind of hoping that the last season will be better or what?
Maybe it'll change from last time. I don't know.
Yeah. good for you. Let's play Rattle Off. We need a winner, my friend. So
I'm here.
In 10 seconds, we're looking for 5 professional baseball teams that have animals as their mascots. Like, you can't count the Rockies. That's not an animal. 5 pro baseball teams with animal mascots. Just rattle off the mascots. You don't have to name the cities. Ready and go.
The Cardinals, the Blue Jays, the Seahawks are not that baseball.
Diamondbacks.
Yeah, because they're snakes, aren't they?
They are. Mm. And many more.
And many more. Well, you got your Cubs.
The Cubs, there you go.
There's another one, yeah.
Okay.
The Bucks.
Darn it, Alex.
Hmm.
Darn it.
Well, now you can go relax.
I'll go relax. Thank you,
Tampa
guys.
Bay. Did I say the Bucks? That's basketball. The Tampa Bay Rays.
The Rays.
Alex, I hope you have a great weekend. It's Thank you for being one. On the show, my friend, okay?
Yeah, you guys have...
Okay.
Oh, all right.
What happened?
Okay.
Are we going to get a winner?
I don't think so.
Misty, good morning.
Good morning. I'm your last hope.
Well, second to last hope.
Down to you or Ariel. If you don't get it, Ariel will get a chance. If you get it, the game is just over.
I want you to get it so we can start our weekend.
Same.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm playing in a disc golf tournament.
Ooh,
fun. So not ball golf, but disc golf.
Disc golf.
Good for you. Are you pretty good at that, obviously?
No, I'm terrible.
Well, then what? You're in a tournament.
I mean, I'm playing in the rec division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just play for fun, and tournaments make you try harder, so.
It's all in the wrist, right?
Yeah, I throw a forehand, which is not normal, so I've got two strikes against me already.
Do you feel that you have better control by throwing it forehand?
Personally, yes. When I throw a backhand, it goes who knows where.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Do you bring your own discs? Like, do you kind of, like, got a special bag and you unzip it and they're in there, like, packed in foam?
I've got, like, putters and drivers, just like.
Wow.
Pretty darn.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope you win.
It. Thanks. Go easy on me. I'm nervous.
10 seconds. Yesterday we did Texas. Today we're going to do Florida. Five cities or towns you would find in the great state of Florida. Ready and go.
Orlando, Miami, Clearwater, Tampa, Okeechobee. I don't know.
Okeechobee.
Now, I know that's a lake, right?
Lake
but is there a town?
Lake Okoboji in Iowa, right? Hold on. We got to get on the Google machine here.
Okeechobee is a city in Florida. Oh! We have a winner!
I literally pulled that out of nowhere.
Okeechobee is a city in Okeechobee County, Florida. Population 5,621.
Look at that.
Holy cow.
There it is. They got a Walmart supercenter there.
Somewhere in your subconscious, at some point in your life, you heard Okeechobee, and you were able to, extract it from your little gray cells.
Wow.
I mean, I work with, like, customers that live all over the country, so maybe I saw it.
You probably did.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, that's funny.
For the
That's really funny. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
Misty, thank you very much for listening, spending your mornings with us. Now we can get into our weekend almost.